Go to Revelations chapter, I'll look. Go to 1:3 to start with. We're out of one, but I wanted us to claim one verse. Y'all got it? 1:3. Let's say it together. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Say, for the time is near. So if the time was near, how long ago?
2,000 years ago.
How close is it now? Whoa, is it close? Are the signs, are we starting to see signs?
Oh, yeah.
Are we starting to, or are we like dead in the middle of them, right? Come on, Bible scholars, tell me something out of Matthew 24. What are some of the signs? Just give one. Wars and rumors of wars.
Earthquakes
in diverse places. What's that?
The webs in the sky, internet communication. That's in there somewhere.
Oh, it does say that knowledge will increase. Yeah. It does say that.
What? The birds falling down.
Yes, the signs in nature.
The earth groans
with travail.
That's
a big one. In the last days, good will be called bad and bad will be called good. Have you ever seen a time when good is proclaimed as being evil?
Yeah, come on.
You are labeled as some kind of freakazoid bigot if you speak the truth.
You're a hater.
A hater, yeah, which is just the opposite of what we should be. Oh, we're not. I agree, we're not, but that's the way you're labeled if you... If you believe there's an absolute truth, and if you're a Christian, you got to believe there's an absolute truth, right? There's one way. What else? Yes, the Jews returning to their homeland. Oh, my Lord, I didn't even think of that one. Do you know, I don't know, it started out in 1948, but... It became a nation again, and I don't know how many people were there then. Very few, but now there's millions. They've got airlifts from Russia where I don't know how many Russian Jews have come in and immigrated. And just about all the Jews in the world are being pulled back to Jerusalem. The only ones that haven't give up yet are the ones that's got lots and lots of money. But when that gets pulled away, what else? Y'all are scholars, man. Lawlessness will abound.
Yep, it's everywhere.
The priests have been identified from the tribe of...
Oh, the priests that will have to do the sacrifices again. Did you know they've already made up the utensils? They already have the utensils ready to do sacrifices again in the temple. Do you know that? The temple's not built yet. Do you know they've even... They've done all this breeding to create a red heifer. There has to be a red heifer for that to happen. Now, we know that Jesus is the way, but that temple worship will be restored again. We may be out of here. I mean, I don't know what a, you know, timetable we could all say we know. I know what I hope, but anyway, anything else? Because y'all are good. This is good. Just shows how much y'all have studied the Bible.
False prophets.
False prophets. Claiming I am the Christ. They will abound. seen any of that going on. Anything else?
Unthankful,
unholy, children disobedient to their parents.
Parents
turning against their children, children turning against their parents. Yes? People heaping up teachers. They have itching ears. How many of y'all know you want to hear what you want to hear, right? But you, hopefully you all want to hear the truth, right? I know I do, even if I don't like it. I want to know what God says, right? Amen. Amen. And you know there's a famine in the land right now. Amen. And it's not a famine of food, but there's a famine in the land. And it's famine for the word and the truth of the gospel. The full gospel. Say full gospel.
Full gospel.
And I'm not talking about gifts and yes, that's part of it. But I'm talking about the full gospel. And yes, praise God, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. But it also says that Jesus some way will judge us. And the only thing you're going to be able to stand on is, I'm washed in the blood. Praise the Lord. I am washed in the blood. So, I didn't mean to go off so long on that, but it's good that you know the signs. It seems like everybody, how many of y'all feel an urgency? Has anybody been having any sleeplessness lately? I know it's good to have a pure night's sleep, but has anybody been like, just buzzing because there's so much going on. There's just so much. How many of y'all feel the confusion in America? It's like this blanket of confusion's been dropped on our land. And that's one of the first signs of a demonic attack is confusion and fear of things to come. What does it say? It said people will be afraid of this. They'll see the signs coming in heaven. It says men's hearts will be failing them for fear. My Lord, if I didn't have Jesus right now, if I didn't have a blessed hope, if I didn't know no matter what happens, if I didn't know that if I got cremated, I was going to be okay, that dream would have very much disturbed me. But it didn't. I woke up thinking, wow, maybe that means I get to give my life for Jesus. And I get a martyr's crown. How many of y'all want a martyr's crown? Don't really want to go through it, but you'd sure like to have a crown, wouldn't you? Really, wouldn't you? You don't want a wimp crown. Lord bless you, school teachers. Congratulations, my child. The finish line is ahead. Wow. Okay. So I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. We can disagree on Scripture about when Jesus will come, right? Some people believe in pre, some people believe in mid, some people believe in post, tribulation. It's all going to pan out, that's right. It's all going to work out. But we cannot deny the fact that he said he is coming again, right? How many of y'all would say he said he's coming again? That's not twisting Scripture. That's not like reading something into Scripture that's not there, right? Tell me where it says he's coming again. Does anybody know? 1 Thessalonians 4. Don't have the verse reference. I should have wrote it down, huh? Jesus said he was coming again, right? In fact, the disciples, when he resurrected, it said they were all looking, not resurrected, but ascended into heaven. So they all were sitting there watching him do a slow rise. I mean, it looked like, sounded like a slow rise to me because it said they watched him disappear into the clouds and they're going. You know, they were, what a sight, watching somebody just do a slow lift into the clouds. Think about it. He said, this same Jesus, what are you doing looking up at the sky?
Amen. Amen.
You need to be about the Father's business.
Amen.
You know? And I'm not trying to get y'all to, oh, the rapture, the rapture, the rapture, the rapture, the rapture. You know, I think the church went through that and they got weary of well-doing. And when it didn't happen right away, they kind of fainted, you know? We do. That is, the Bible says that is our blessed hope, Jesus' return. That is our blessed hope. So it's a good thing. Shouldn't be your focus, but you should know about it and be encouraged in it, right? But this first part of Revelations is to the church. It's to the church, and that's not only to those seven churches in Asia, that's the church of Jesus Christ now. And probably every church in this community, probably every church in this region, this country, fits into one of those seven categories. Would you agree? We're going to go into it. Go to Sotobasi, Jesus. Well, that Revelation 1:3 we read together. Let's just say this.
Lord Jesus,
I claim the words of this prophecy. Lord, we're reading it, and we're hearing it, and we'll be blessed for it in Jesus' name. We'll be blessed for reading the book of Revelations in Jesus' name. So y'all want that blessing, don't you? Go to Revelation 1:16. I don't know how far we'll get as far as the Holy Spirit wants us to. So Lord, you be our teacher, Holy Spirit. And Lord, don't let me say anything that's not from your mouth, Holy Spirit. Guard our hearts, Jesus. Guard my heart, Jesus. Guard my heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, you know the heart is deceitfully wicked, Lord. Who can know it, God? We don't want to operate. Help. Raise your hands. God, I don't want to operate in my emotions, God. I don't want to operate in my thinking, God. I want to operate in the presence of the Holy Spirit, God. Renew my mind by the reading of your word today in Jesus' name. Renew my mind. Revelation 1:16, this is Jesus, he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance, what's countenance? The look on his face was like what? Lightning. It was like lightning. It was like the sun, I'm sorry, it is like lightning somewhere else in there, but his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. That kind of lets you know there is slain in the spirit. Okay? There's an example right there. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, but he laid his right hand on me, saying, what's his right hand? It's a hand of power, right? It's a hand of blessings. He laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. So evidently, when Jesus comes in his glory, the first thing that happens to us is fear. That make sense? When you see him in his glory, fear will come upon you. Not the kind of fear that comes from the boogeyman, the kind of fear that comes from respect and awesome. This is the Most High God that created the universe. We ought to walk in that kind of fear. The fear of the Lord is what? You knew that. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive. How long?
Evermore.
Evermore. Amen. I have the keys of what? Hell and death. Hades and death. Write the things, and listen to this verse, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. And you got to remember, if this guy was looking, you know, if John was looking 2,000 years, 2,500 years into the future, he would see things that he did not know what they were. Even if he was seeing physical things. If he saw an airplane, if he saw a helicopter, if he didn't have words for it. So he described it in different ways. And I'm not saying to Bible prophecy, I heard a wise man say one time, say this, if the plain sense, say it, if the plain sense, if the plain sense makes sense, any other sense is nonsense. So you don't want to spiritualize away the supernatural, right? That's what the church has been doing in America for 200 years. You know, this was then, this was for that, this was a prophetic sign. It never said that, did it? So it's the Word of God's for right now, isn't it? Yes. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And that means angelos, that means messenger, that means pastor, that could mean teacher, that could mean whatever needs to be going on in the church, right? Who's ever in leadership. And the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Okay, as we read through these things, we're going to repent of things that we're not as a church. Because there's only two churches in here that were completely acceptable before the Lord. And that's what we want to be, right? Jesus. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works. He knows your works, right? Your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. How many of y'all ever been around somebody that was prophetic? I have, because y'all are all over the church. How many of y'all have ever been around a prophet? There's a difference. We can all prophesy, the Bible says. And this is not always, but if you ever notice that generally somebody wouldn't have to tell you that they're a prophet because they're doing what they are. I've been around a couple of apostles, I would say apostles. And then I've heard a whole lot of people proclaim that. So it says here there's people in the last days church. That say they're apostles, and they are not. And they have found them as liars. You have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. So these are good qualities, right? He's saying, this is good, this is good, this is good. Jesus always looks at you and goes, I'm pleased with you, son. I'm pleased in this. I'm pleased with you, daughter. I'm pleased in these things you do. But then, if he's a good father, and he is, right? How many of y'all would, I won't have you hold your hands up, but I had a good father. I had a good mom. And they took care of me. They met my needs. They fed me. They didn't deny me. They didn't lay up drunk. My dad didn't come in drunk and not taking care of his family. I was raised in a good way. Some of y'all weren't. But you can't look at the heavenly father like you look at an earthly father, because earthly fathers, even at the best, are not perfect, and they're going to let you down, right? So, a good earthly father corrects you, doesn't he? That true? A good earthly father will go, good job, well done, well done, praise God. But then there's going to be other times like, you know, you don't go, I'm ashamed of you, I disown you, but you're going to go, look, you know, you need to straighten this out, right? And if you don't, they might even have to get a little physical. And I'm not talking about beating and like you're doing right now, Cody. Look at him beat that child. Didn't you hear him beating that child? But the Bible says if you don't discipline a child, so God disciplines his church. And he likes to do it the easy way. The easy way is, look, I've got this against you. Would y'all work this out, right? You need to work this out. It's no accident he started out addressing the churches here. I have this against you. You have left your first love. And I think Dick Rubin's the one that said, your protos agape, your first in order, your first in fervency and passion, your and agape meaning agape love, agape perfect love, unconditional love. Remember, and here's what he says, remember from where you have fallen. That's condemnation, Pastor. No. No, it's not. It's Mary was remembering, right? You were remembering how you started your journey. I'm not saying you're away from God. I'm not saying that at all. God has transformed you. God has given you different. God will give you more wisdom in ministering, and that's good, but you can't forget that first passion. Because you see what the fruits of it were, right? You see what the fruits of it were. So it says repent. What's that mean? Change your mind. Turn from this way to that way, right? Repent and do your first works. Or else, he's saying, if you don't, this is what's going to happen. A good father always warns you of the consequences, right? Else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. So, Lord Jesus, let's just hold our hands up. We don't have to stand up. Jesus, Lord God, when I first believed Jesus, I don't want to stay where I started, God, but Lord, I don't ever want to pull away from your love, God, for your perfect love, God, in Jesus' name, God. Forgive us. Forgive us as a body. Forgive us as individuals right now. Y'all are agreeing. Forgive us, Jesus, if we have left our first love, if we've let our first love grow cold, God, in Jesus' name, God, we will do the things you show us to do, God. We'll return to our first works, God. Jesus, we know we're not perfect. We know we've done things we shouldn't do, but God, we are sorry for where we failed you. We're sorry when we haven't done the things you've showed us to do. We're sorry when we've done things without asking your permission, Holy Spirit. So, Lord, guide us, right? Guide us, Lord. Lead us. Let old things right now, in Jesus' name, let old things be passed away. Let everything become brand new in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Said, do the first works or I will come and remove your lampstand. What's your lampstand? It's a church. I'll make you ineffective. I'll make you just another steeple. Right? That's dead. Where people hang around the cross. Right? They go hang out under the steeple once a week and they leave and nothing changes. There's no power. We don't want that. Amen? Amen. 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 We don't need another program. Amen. Amen. We need the presence. We need the presence. But he says also in verse 6, this you have that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, listen, overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. What's the tree of life?
Eternal life.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it started out that way, didn't it? What was in the original garden? Tree of knowledge of good and evil and what? The tree of life. So there's a tree of life in the garden of God, isn't there?
Yeah.
There were two trees, right?
Yeah.
Choose this day who you will serve, right? And the penalty, well, we're not going to go there. Y'all know all that. Verse 8, my heading over, it says the persecuted church. To the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation, and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful when? Until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. Did he have anything against this church? This church was perfect. The persecuted church is generally perfect because you know what happens? Everything in it and everybody in it that's not faithful unto death leave.
Yeah, come on.
There's a backdoor revival. It's interesting, isn't it? Lord, I want to be faithful unto death, Jesus. God, I want this church to be a church that's faithful unto death, God, that this church would be faithful even if something comes along and says, we're going to take everything you own away from you. No, we will not bow to your idols in the name of Jesus, God. Help us to be strong and powerful and mighty, God, not arrogant, not prideful, God, but to know what we know. Don't y'all want to know what you know that you know that you know that you know?
Amen.
God, we will stand on your word, Jesus. I'm going to just do one more of these, okay? And this one here is headed in mine, says the compromising church. We just read about a church with zero compromise, right? To the angel of the church of Pergamos write, these things says he who has a sharp two-edged sword. What's a two-edged sword represent? Word of God. Word of God. It's what? Sharp as a two-edged sword. Able to divide intentions like bones and marrow. These things says he who has a sharp two-edged sword. I know your what? I know your works. You got some works. And where you dwell is where Satan's throne is. Whoa, and you hold fast to my name, and you did not deny my faith, even in the days which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols. This is a big one over America right now. This is a big one over the church.
Yeah.
To commit sexual immorality. Thus you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. So, to him who overcomes, what's an overcomer?
Someone that perseveres through.
You press through, right? It may not look like you won, but you haven't fainted. You have finished the race. It may not look like you've got a big garland around your neck and you're all pretty, but you're sweating and you're pressing in. You're beaten down maybe, but you haven't surrendered, right? It says, I will give him a white stone. You know what they did? Back in the day when a judge made a ruling, Jamie would be there and he'd go, put your hand forth. Put your hand out. He would either put a white stone or a black stone. If you had a white stone put in your hand, you were innocent and free to go. If you had a black stone put in your hand, you were condemned. So that's what he was talking about. That's the way the Roman Empire and everything operated. So y'all want to be found white stone. Even though the world's trying to heap black stones in your hands, right? The world's trying to say you're a bigot. You're a racist. Right? Yeah. Trying to label you as something you're not. You're a lover, aren't you? Aren't y'all lovers?
Amen.
Don't y'all love people?
Amen.
Do you love people? Do y'all love people? You don't want, how many of y'all want to see people go to hell? No, you don't want to see anybody go to hell. You love people. The Bible says if you see somebody in sin, if you see somebody straying from the path and you don't warn them, it says the blood is on your hands. It says if you warn them, the blood is no longer on your hands. I don't want blood on my hands, amen? I don't ever want an opportunity to go by. And this church, I'm believing it's going to be that kind of church. You're going to be willing to die for your faith. You're going to be willing to be made fun of. You're going to be willing to be rejected. Hey, it ain't bad being rejected if you're accepted.
Amen.
Who can reject me if the King of the universe accepts me? Really, think about it. You got to get your head out of this culture. It don't make a rip what people say about you on Facebook or how they want to argue with the Word of God. Because you got to remember something. They're not arguing with you.
That's right.
They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the Jesus inside of you.
Yep.
What's new? They put him on a cross.
Right.
And all the disciples were persecuted. All of them died a violent death except one, I think. The guy that's writing this. And he's banished to the island of Patmos, a prison island. So it wasn't good for him either, but he had lots of time to write and he had lots of time to hear from the Holy Spirit, right? So the next time you start singing the blues about how bad things are, go, no, it's not bad. Jesus is King. Jesus is an overcomer. And because I belong to him, I am an overcomer. Don't speak to your sickness. Don't come into agreement with your pain.
Amen. Amen.
I'm serious.
Amen.
Because I had to repent of that. Have y'all ever had to repent of something you thought you was just everything was just cool? I might have told y'all, and I'm gonna shut up, but I'm gonna tell you Wednesday, it was Tuesday. I was getting ready to mow. The sun came out, you know, praise God, there's the sun and the birds are singing. I'm going to mow the churchyard. Even though I know every time I mow it, my back is destroyed because it's not good for the back. And so I'm okay. It's what you got to do. It's what you got to do. It's not a problem. It's not a problem, is it? How many of y'all go to work sometimes when you don't really want to go there, but you go there for what? Come on, be honest. I go there for edification of my soul. I go there because I'm so blessed. I go there for what? Paycheck. And you ought to go there because it's a ministry. Great ministry place. Great ministry place. Whoa. But as soon as I got the thing off the trailer, it starts raining. And me being the stubborn guy I am, I said, there is no way I'm going to load this thing back on the trailer and take it home without it taking first blood. So, once you unsheath that sword, you need to go on and use it. So before I got on there, it's like I got this revelation. My back's going to be hurting really, really bad after I do this. You know what I said? It was like the Holy Spirit said to me, no. Every time you hit a bump, this seat's going to massage your back like a super chiropractor. When you get off this mower, your back's going to be fine. And I claimed that the whole time I mowed. And I had a good time with the Lord. I didn't even have any music that day. It was just me and Jesus mowing the yard, saying everywhere the tread of this mower goes, the Spirit of God and the anointing's on this land. I'm just claiming great things in revival. You know what? I put the mower back on the trailer, and usually when I get off there, I'm like, seriously. Got off there, straight as an arrow. Is it complete? No, but it's going to be in Jesus' name because he promised me he would heal me. I'm going to have 2015 vision again in Jesus' name too. Now, y'all don't have to take this, but it's what I want to be all I can be for Jesus. That sounds like some kind of recruiter thing. Don't be all that you can be. An army of God, yes. So what kind of church do we want to be? Overcomers. What else? What's the perfect one we talked about? Persecuted. No, we don't want to ask for that. It'll come. If you're faithful. Blameless. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We won't be end time losers. Yes. Amen. Amen. Let's stand up. Only overcomers will rule. Only the overcomers will rule. Only the overcomers will rule on high. You know what the name of that group was? Harvest. Lord, I bless y'all in Jesus' name. I bless you with it. If you want a blessing from God, just hold your hands. I'm believing Jesus. I'm just speaking the word of God over you. I believe, God, the word of God is powerful and mighty and sharper than any two-edged sword in Jesus' name. I'm thanking you, God. For that person that's experiencing great abdominal stomach pains right now in Jesus' name, I'm believing right now in the name of Jesus, there's healing going forth. There's healing. There's a healing anointing going forth, God, in Jesus' name. Those with bad backs in Jesus' name, and that's a lot of you, in Jesus' name, I'm thanking you, Lord, that you renew, you restore spines and backs and discs and muscles and the constant beating down of the enemy going, this is just the way it's going to be. You're going to be old before your time. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And I speak life over everybody right now. Everybody right now, awaken to the sound of the Holy Spirit. Awaken to the stripes that Jesus took on his back for you in Jesus' name.